When we activate students' critical thinking skills, organize our courses to encourage critical thinking, and actively teach critical thinking, we facilitate deeper learning within our students. Critical thinking is largely grounded in questioning what we know. When we are critically thinking, we decide if our current knowledge is sufficient. And if it is, then we solve a problem or apply the knowledge. When it isn't, then we are motivated to expand our knowledge. So just what can we do to encourage critical thinking among our students? Here are a few ideas. First, recognize and use situational motivation. We're all familiar with internal and external motivation, but faculty can pose questions or present problems, give demonstrations, tell stories, or have an audio or video tell a story that piques students' curiosity. Especially if this challenges what they know, it can be motivating and lead to critical thinking. Second, incorporate real-world problems and situations into your lessons. This gives students experience understanding the context in which they will apply their new knowledge. Faculty play an especially important role in this as they share their expertise in applying knowledge to similar situations. Thus, they can serve as a model as they demonstrate critical thinking. Third, encourage different perspectives. Especially when using case studies or other real-world situations, faculty can pose questions to introduce their perspective or the perspective of others. Of course, students can provide their own perspectives, but we must be careful to not expect individuals to speak for groups. Fourth, model evaluating situations, evidence, and drawing conclusions. We all know that becoming a critical thinker can be difficult. The more we walk our students through the process, the better they will be at doing it. Remember, of course, to fade your modeling. You want your students to be critical thinkers themselves and not just watch you do it. Fifth, ask open-ended questions. The best questions are often the ones that you do not know the answer to before you ask them. I'm not suggesting every question must be such a question, but when your lesson is designed to develop critical thinking, use them. Finally, give students time to develop their critical thinking skills. Much declarative knowledge can be mastered through memorization, and we can be quite efficient at it if we use mnemonics or other memory aids. Critical thinking is something that no one really finishes learning or developing. We must give students lots of opportunities to practice critical thinking. When teaching critical thinking, we must devote larger portions of class time to those lessons than if we're teaching declarative knowledge. And we must return to critical thinking as the focus of our lessons over and over during the course of a semester.